in my sky.
Song.
Finanzminister, Streichholz und Benzinkanister hielten sich für schlaue Leute, witterten schon fette Beute, riefen Krieg und wollten Macht. Man, wer hätte das gedacht, dass es einmal so weit kommt?
mig mer än mig lyster, voller i mig den tunga.
Thank you very much.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Thank you.
Mon père mit Mario avec un avocat.
Mon père mit Mario avec un avocat.
Premier soir de Minos, avec lui je couche, mais au toit d'en faire en passant, puis au tes mains de l'or. Premier soir de Minos, avec lui je couche.
Premier soir de Minos, avec lui je couche.
Il me serra si fort. La couchette en craquant, mais au toit d'en faire en passant, puis au tes mains de l'or. Il me serra si fort la couchette en craquant.
Il me serra si fort la couchette en craquant.
La bonne femme vous écoute, entend tout ce bruit-là. La bonne femme aux écoutes entend tout ce bruit-là.
La bonne femme aux écoutes entend tout ce bruit-là.
A dit en tout ma fille, de ça on n'en meurt pas, mais au toit d'en faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
Au toit d'en faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
A dit en dur ma fille, de ça on n'en meurt pas.
A dit en dur ma fille, de ça on n'en meurt pas.
Si t'en meurs, et on t'enterrera, mais au toit d'en faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
Au toit d'en faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
En tout cas, si t'en meurs, ben on t'enterrera.
En tout cas, si t'en meurs, ben on t'enterrera.
On marque sur sa tombe, et mort en faisant ça, mais au toit d'en faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
Au toit d'en faisons pas ça.
Sa tombe est morte en faisant ça.
On marque sur sa tombe est morte en faisant ça.
En faisant sa prière au pied de Saint-Nicolas. Mais au toit d'en faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de là.
Au toit d'en faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de là.
Au toit d'en faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de là. Au toit d'en faisons pas ça. Au tes mains de l'or.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Thank you. song.
Oh yeah.
Thank you very much.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Oh,
Mon père mit Mario avec un avocat.
Mon père mit Mario avec un avocat.
Premier soir de mes noces, avec lui je couche. Mais au toit d'en perdant pas ça, pis au tes mains de l'or. Premier soir de mes noces, avec lui je couche.
Premier soir de mes noces, avec lui je couche.
Il me serra si fort, la couchette en craquant, mais au toit d'en perdant pas ça, pis au tes mains de l'or. Il me serra si fort, la couchette en craquant.
Il me serra si fort, la couchette en craquant.
La bonne fameuse écoute, entend tout ce bruit-là. La bonne femme vous écoute, t'entends tout ce bruit-là.
La bonne femme vous écoute, t'entends tout ce bruit-là.
A dit en tout ma fille, de ça on n'en meurt pas. Mais au toit d'or, faisons pas ça, pis au tes mains de l'or.
Au toit d'or, faisons pas ça, pis au tes mains de l'or.
A dit en dur ma fille, de ça on n'en meurt pas.
A dit en dur ma fille, de ça on n'en meurt pas.
Si t'en meurs, et on t'enterrera. Mais au toit d'or, perdons pas ça, pis au tes mains de l'or.
Au toit d'or, perdons pas ça, pis au tes mains de l'or.
En tout cas, si t'en meurs, ben on t'enterrera.
En tout cas, si t'en meurs, ben on t'enterrera.
On marque sur sa tombe, et mort en faisant ça. Mais au toit d'or, perdons pas ça, pis au tes mains de l'or.
Au toit d'or, perdons pas ça.
Sa tombe est morte en faisant ça.
On marque sur sa tombe est morte en faisant ça.
En faisant sa prière au pied de Saint-Nicolas. Mais au toit d'en faisons pas ça, pis au tes mains de là. Au toit d'en faisons pas ça, pis au tes mains de là. Au toit d'en faisons pas ça, pis au tes mains de là. Au toit d'en faisons pas ça, pis au tes mains de là.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we had primaries last night, and as expected, Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney has been absolutely brutally defeated in her Republican primary. Did she abandon Republican orthodoxy? Was she pro-choice or against lowering taxes on the rich or any policy? Nope, it wasn't anything like that. She simply said that Donald Trump really did lose the election in 2020. And for that, the MAGA people determined she had to be punished. And she will now be replaced on the November final general election ballot by Harriet Hageman, an individual whose political views are essentially identical to Liz Cheney's, with the exception that Harriet Hageman has parroted the claim that Joe Biden didn't really win in November of 2020. And that apparently was a mortal sin. Let's talk about last night's primaries. As the Associated Press reports, Trump foe Cheney loses Wyoming GOP primary, ponders 2024 bid. I don't even care about the 2024 thing for now. She was on with Savannah Guthrie this morning and sort of said, I'm going to think about 24. There's no real need to talk about that right now. A lot of things will happen between now and then. Liz Cheney, Trump's fiercest Republican adversary, writes the AP, in Congress, soundly lost a Republican primary, falling to a rival backed by the former president in a rout that reinforced his grip on the party's base. The third-term congresswoman and her allies entered Tuesday downbeat about her prospects. And listen, she lost. I mean, I don't even really know what else we need to pull from this. She lost, and she lost very, very significantly. And the reason that she became a target of the MAGA people and of Donald Trump is that she insisted Trump didn't win in 2020. Trump really genuinely lost. She's still a Republican. She still voted the way Trump wanted 93% of the time when she was in Congress and Trump was president. But she says, no, Trump genuinely did lose. And in her concession speech, sort of her speech that she gave, she says, I easily won last time. I could have won again. I just would have had to lie and say that Trump won, and I wasn't willing to do that. Let's listen to what she had to say last night.
2 years ago, I won this primary with 73% of the vote.
True.
I could easily have done the same again. The path was clear. But it would have required that I go along with President Trump's lie about the 2020 election.
Right.
It would have required that I enable his ongoing efforts to unravel our democratic system and attack the foundations of our republic. That was a path I could not and would not take.
The Lincoln Project commented on Liz Cheney's primary loss. That's a group made of sort of non-Trump Republicans for the most part. And they said tonight marks the end of the Republican Party. What remains shares the name of the Republican Party, but it is in fact an authoritarian nationalist cult dedicated only to Donald Trump. So there's really two sides to this. Is it wacky and is it disturbing that this is what the Republican Party has become? Of course it is. Of course it's wacky and disturbing. The goal of the MAGA people is to purge the Republican Party of the critics of Donald Trump, even something as benign as saying the results were the real results. Joe Biden did win. Donald Trump did lose. You've got Adam Kinzinger retiring. Liz Cheney lost her primary. Some of the other Republicans who did vote to convict Trump on that second impeachment trial are either retiring or lost primaries. So it is absolutely crazy that that's the situation. At the same time, it's important to remind you